Radio with a vision. Vision View Sports Radio.
So a very, very good morning to you, Ria. How are you? And congratulations.
Hi, good morning. Thank you very much.
Oh my goodness, I'm so happy for you. I'm just like, oh, I'm surrounded with champions today. It's just like, it's a championship show. But let's start, before we look into your new role, Ria, your love for netball and how you got into administration. Just share with that journey with us.
So I've been sports crazy my whole life. Mm-hmm. I started out by playing hockey in school from grade one right up until high school. I got injured, so I stopped playing. That's how I got into administration. And I went to the University of Johannesburg and I studied my undergrad in sports communications. Mm-hmm. And then I did my honors in sports management. So it was always a path I knew I was going to take.
Yeah.
My family is a sports-loving family. My aunt used to play netball. My uncles used to play rugby and cricket. So it is just in the blood. Then I went on to work at Sascock. And I worked in the high-performance department as a high-performance coordinator, working with Olympic athletes and being a part of the team delivery for the different games.
Oh, absolutely amazing. And then now your new portfolio as the new Netball World Cup Trophy 2023 Project Manager. Firstly, congratulations on that. Secondly, perhaps share with us what your responsibilities entail with this project.
Yeah, thank you again. It's a huge undertaking to be, appointed as the project manager for the World Cup. It will be the first time South Africa hosts a female World Cup, which is something I think we should always highlight.
Mm-hmm.
So my role is to basically be the bridging gap between the parties that are all coming together to have and create this Netball World Cup. It's the eventing side of it, creating the eventing, the event itself and what goes into it, the planning, the preparation, and the running of the tournament and the World Cup. So in a nutshell, that's basically the overlay of what I've been asked to do.
Absolutely. And then now, when you look back into your career, do you then say that this particular appointment is a highlight for you?
Honestly, it is. It is a chance to stand out on my own two feet. I have been mentored and worked under some incredible people who have a wealth of knowledge for over the years, and I feel it's time for me, someone who's very young, to shine a light, one, on women's sport, and two, to show that, you know, there are younger people within the administration in the sporting industry.
And then when we look into development netball, are you happy with where we are currently as South Africans?
South African netball is extremely competitive. If you look at the Netball Telkom League that just happened now, amazing. That competition, through it being in a bubble, a bio bubble, and a COVID year, the ladies who competed were extremely competitive. South African netball is currently at its highest level, but as you know, there's always room to grow.
Yeah.
The development of netball across the country is consistent and it is growing. And, with the goal in mind of having a fully competitive professional league where we have our ladies focusing solely on just playing netball, will increase our international competitiveness. But as we stand right now, we are incredibly competitive. We are ranked fifth in the world. We have finished fourth at the World Cup behind England, who is hosting in Liverpool in 2019. So I'd say that the netball and the SPAR Proteas are doing an incredible job in keeping up with the world. And, you know, we're showing the world that we are just as competitive as they are in every aspect of the world.
100%. We do know that also 2020 has been quite the difficult year for almost everybody. Looking into your portfolio, your office, what are some of the challenges that you had to overcome?
It's the ever-changing and ever-developing protocols, different rules, and the unknown of where we will stand with COVID. But we have a strong team that is working quite closely with the Department of Health here in South Africa, as well as with the International Netball Federation. And we have a good connection in keeping up with what the latest protocols, information, research is in terms of COVID. It will be our unknown going into 2023, mm-hmm. but we are very well prepared in terms of what we need to do to prepare for this,
yeah.
and have a clearer picture by the time we get to 2023, we will be standing with COVID. But as of this year, it has been tricky, but it has been something that we have been constantly keeping an eye on and constantly working on.
And then when you perhaps, I don't know, Ria, go at night and you're just thinking and planning about 2023, what then excites you? What goes in your head to say, okay, I'm definitely looking forward to A, B, C, D, E, and F?
Okay. Well, definitely, top of the list
yeah.
is watching the Spa Proteas
mm-hmm.
Take the trophy and get
that.
Their medal,
yeah.
their first place medal. That is at the top of my list.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, I would say the beautiful tradition of the Netball World Cup is something called the candle lighting ceremony, which is done with the captains of each country, special members of the Netball family.
Mm-hmm.
It is such a unique event and moment and ceremony that is part of the tradition of the Netball World Cup. Another is the fan parks that will be out there. As much as Cape Town is our city that will be hosting the World Cup, we are driven by the force and the idea that the whole of South Africa is a part of this World Cup. It is not just a city of Cape Town or Western Province, Western Cape Province moment. It is a South African moment, an African moment.
Mm.
So the joining of hands of all nine provinces, the joining of hands of South Africans, and rooting and rallying and having the energy of a World Cup in our country, everywhere across the country,
yeah.
is what I'm looking forward to. The memorable moments of young girls who see our ladies and see themselves in our ladies. That is what I'm looking forward to. The new generation being excited and ignited, and us getting to a place where netball is just as commercially viable as our male counterparts in all the different top sporting codes.
Then lastly, Ria, between now and 2023, what does your calendar look like?
It is a busy calendar.
Mm-hmm.
There are exciting things coming ahead. Some events that will be happening, but we cannot speak on those as of yet.
Oh, no scoop, Nyana.
No scoop, Nyana. But it is exciting. I should share that the national government, the provincial government, and the local government, so that's the National Sporting Department, Sports, Arts and Culture, the Western Cape Sports, Arts and Culture, and the City of Cape Town are extremely excited to be in a partnership with us as Netball South Africa.
Mm.
So there's a lot of excitement around the table and a lot of exciting things that will be coming out. For now, it's getting back on our feet as we're in level one of lockdown and continuing our progress in our planning and our eventing structures. So for everyone who has been asking jobs, tenders, all of those will be advertised very soon. So those will be coming out. But it is a very exciting time for South Africa, something for us to look forward to, mm-hmm. something for us to all get behind.
All right. So lastly, Ria, before we let you go, when you heard the news, what did you do? Did you pop bottles? Or you were just like, okay, no, I'm not going to do that. Let me call my dad. Or what did you do?
I freaked out a little bit. I said, oh my goodness, what have I gotten myself into? Am I ready?
Mm.
But after my first day, I knew I was exactly where I should be.
So,
the first thing I did was I called my mom
mm-hmm.
And just had a super long cry and prayer with her.
Mm-hmm.
And then I called my sister, and then I celebrated with my cousins. And yeah, that's what I did.
Oh, you are definitely deserving. And I think for me, the fact that you even got this should be a reminder that you are worthy and you can do anything that you can set your mind to it. All those goals that you have in your calendar, you're going to smash them.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate the vote of confidence.
Thank you so much, Ria, for your time. We'll definitely catch up with you. Hopefully, closer to the time, you'll be dropping scoops on us here and there. But
yes.
For now, we'll take the opportunities that you're saying they'll be coming out real soon.
Yes, yes.
Super duper. Enjoy the rest of your day.
A 360-degree view on sports.